Phillips back in the box, windmilling the bat around, waiting and swinging and pulling it to third. And Gloss has time, and he throws him out, and the Reds are gone in order at the end of five. Hollywood is coming up. Doctor by trade at the end of five. It's the Reds 3 and the Cardinals nothing. Well, we move to the top of the sixth inning, and Aaron Harang working on a shutout through five innings in which he surrendered only four base hits. Leading off the inning for the Minnetoli La Russa will be Felipe Lopez, and of course, with the play-by-play, Dr. Timothy Kremchek.
Well, thank you, Marty.
Well, no, thank you.
It's good to have the broadcast team back together again.
It ain't that good.
I've missed you since spring training.
I'm sure you have.
Aaron Harang has blanked the Cards for the first five innings, giving up only four hits and pitching pretty well today. First pitch to Felipe Lopez is on the outside corner for strike one. Felipe's 2-for-2. He singled in the first and doubled in the third. Harang's second pitch inside. One ball and one strike.
Have you been practicing? Of course, when you know how to do it, it's like riding a bicycle.
I broadcast during my surgeries. Are you kidding me?
I figured that.
Yeah, broadcast again. We've won every one of those games. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. No, I've missed this since spring training. I have a ball doing this. I could do this for a living.
I'm disappointed Tommy Williams is not up here.
I think he thinks that would be too much pressure. You two can't gang up on me.
You were freeloading in that diamond seat, weren't you?
As much as I can.
I know. America's guess. That's you.
I learned from the best.
You did.
The 1-2 to Lopez. Ground ball foul outside of first base.
You know, I'm surprised that some of the other orthopedic surgeons that work for ball clubs like you do aren't up in arms over the fact that their broadcast people don't allow them to do an inning or so every now and then.
We bonded early in my career. Foul back
yes,
to the left
did.
Side. One ball and two strikes. And we did. That's why I think I'm part of the broadcast team.
Yeah, well, Tommy Williams done because he sent me a text when you were sitting down there and said, we're going to dock you one inning from your paycheck. What's that all about?
Oh.
Did you see the message I sent back?
Yeah, I did. We can't say that on the air. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes on Felipe Lopez.
Boy.
I fit pretty comfortable in this seat, though.
I know you do. I can tell you do. Cowboy seat.
That's cowboy seat. I understand. I'm in the saddle. The 2-2 to Lopez. Ground ball to Paul Yanis at short. He picks it up over to Joey Votto and one down. I'll tell you what, Aaron Harang has looked very good today. He's got his pitches working. He's really pitched well against the Cardinals.
Now, he's pitched well for the most part lately. I mean, and, you know, when you look toward the 2009 baseball season, you simply cannot imagine that him going through another year next year like he went through this year.
Right.
You simply can't believe it can happen. I can't believe it's happening this year.
No, I can't either. And I think the forearm stiffness that he had, it really kind of threw a monkey wrench into things and took him off his normal game. But I think we're seeing Aaron Harang the last part of the season here that hopefully we'll see early in the season.
Hopefully.
And next year. Well, you know, it's important to get off to a good start. Albert Pujols, Albert grounded out into a double play in the first and flew out to Jay Bruce and Wright in the third. His first pitch from Harang is in the dirt, ball one. Albert swings and hits a barren ball to Paul Yanis over to first base, two down. Harang keeps rolling here in the sixth. But you know what's fun to watch, and I know you've talked about it up here, is the young kids that are getting a chance to play. The Vados, the Bruces have played a lot. Really, if you look at it, the Castillo's up here. Andy Phillips is getting a chance. Hannigan behind the plate. It's a real nice start for next year and the building blocks for what could happen in the offseason. It's very exciting. Ryan Ludwig with two down in the top of the sixth. Ludwig flew out to center field in the first and grounded out to Andy Phillips in the third. He's 0-for-2. He takes Harang's first pitch for a strike in the outside corner. Harang pitches and fouled off to the right. No balls and two strikes. But again, that's what the fans are coming out this last week and seeing this team play against competitive teams that are playing for something. You know, the Cardinals are playing for the wild card, what they've done with Milwaukee Brewers, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and it's kind of fun to watch. The 0-2 pitch outside, one ball and two strikes.
Did you bring a dog here tonight?
I did not bring
a
dog.
Do you own one?
I have three dogs.
Well, don't be indignant. I simply ask a question. I mean, you're kidding.
We don't have electricity.
That's because you didn't pay your bill. It's not because Duke Energy hadn't hooked it back up again.
Fouled off to the right.
You are a bit frugal.
Very frugal, thank you. I learned from the best. One ball and two strikes. And Ryan Ludwig in the top of the sixth. The Reds up 3-0. Three home runs in the fourth inning powered the Reds. He swings and hits a ball down the right field line. Curves right inside the base down the right field. Bruce grabs it, throws into second. He slides into second with a double. A two-out double for Ryan Ludwig here in the top of the sixth. That's the fifth hit for St. Louis tonight. He hit that ball right off the end of the bat, and it just kind of curved into the right field foul, down the foul line. Jay Bruce had to run an awful long way to get it. Made a nice play, but he made it to second base quite easily. That'll bring up Troy Glaus. I'll tell you what, he's been quite a pickup for the Cardinals.
Tremendous. He's had an unbelievable year, 24 home runs, 90 runs batted in. He's played his typical outstanding defensive play at third base.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people thought it was going to be hard to replace Scott Rolen, but defensively and offensively, he's taken charge, and you're right, he's had a heck of a season.
He really has.
He takes Harang's first pitch on the outside corner for strike one. And basically, he's played the year injury-free, mm-hmm. which is it's a real plus. And I think one of the reasons the Cardinals have been able to stay in this thing. Fouls off to the right. No balls and two strikes. We've got two outs in the top of the sixth. The Reds up 3-0. Ryan Ludwig with two out double down the right field line. Troy Gloss, no balls and two strikes, and Harang goes to the stretch. Appears at second. The 0-2 pitch is outside, ball one. But it's fun to watch. There's a little bit of jump in the red step, defensively, offensively, and that's what's fun for, I think that's fun for us to watch. The 1-2 pitch, fouled back. Count stands, one ball and two strikes. Troy Glaus. Aaron Miles on deck. Strange to see Brandon Phillips not playing second base.
I know it is.
We haven't seen that in a while.
No, it really is different because he's out there every day when he's healthy.
Harang stretches the 1-2 in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes.
Now, the insertion of that pen in his finger, he'll be more than ready by the time spring training begins, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, we had Andy Markowitz, who's one of our hand surgeons, come over to the center, and he did a heck of a job with Brandon. He really did. Nice job, and he'll be 100%. Two-two, swung on, ground ball to Paul Yonish, over to first to Joey Votto, and that's the third out. Well, the Cardinals get down with no runs, one hit, no errors. And in the middle of the sixth, it's the Reds three, the Cardinals nothing. Well, we go on to the bottom of the sixth. The Reds holding a 3-0 lead. Todd Wellemeyer's really pitched a pretty good ball game. He's only given the Reds four hits. Unfortunately, three of those hits were home runs in the fourth inning. The fourth with a single by Aaron Harang. The Reds will have Jay Bruce leading off, followed by Ryan Hannigan and Corey Patterson. Bruce was one of those home runs in the fourth inning, a towering shot to right center field. Back-to-back home run, he followed Andy Phillips, give the Reds a 2-0 lead. He takes Wellemeyer's first pitch high and outside, ball one. Swing and a miss, one ball and one strike. I have to say hello to a patient that I call Pearl Jam that I saw in the office today and was asking me when I was going to call my next inning. Listens to every game.
Is she an Eddie Vedder fan?
I don't think so.
Does she know who Eddie Vedder is?
I have no idea.
Do you know
who
he is?
Two balls and one strike. Yes, I know who Eddie Vedder is. Bruce fouls it off to the left.
But a big baseball fan, huh? Big Reds fan?
She is a huge Reds fan. That's Listen good. To you guys on the radio every day. And she says, good. Doc, when are you going to call an inning again?
Did you tell her?
I said tonight.
There you go.
And I guarantee Pearl Jam is listening tonight with cortisone in her shoulder. Thank you.
She's a warrior.
The 2-2 pitch popped up down the third base foul line, out of reach for Troy Glaus. Count stands 2-2 on Jay Bruce. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. The Reds holding a 3-0 lead. All four of the Reds' hits came in the fourth inning, three of them on solo home runs, and a base hit, a little flare by Aaron Harang in the center field. Other than that, Todd Wellemeyer's held the Reds in check, but has a three-run deficit. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Jay Bruce goes down swinging for the first out in the sixth inning. And that'll bring up Ryan Hannigan. Ryan was hit by a pitch in the second inning and popped out the first base for the first out in the fourth inning. I'll tell you what, this is another kid who's playing himself for at least a decent shot for spring training next year, somewhere in the depth chart. He's really, really looked good. He's a heck of a kid, too.
He's done a great job behind the plate, and we were talking before you came in. He has hit enough to put himself in a very good position, I think, next spring.
He takes the first pitch outside, ball one and no strikes. And you can just tell the gleam in these young guys' eyes, the chance for them to play. I mean, it's fun to watch, exciting to watch. And, this stage of the season, he takes a strike on the outside corner. You kind of have to look to next year and what Walt Jocketty and his people are going to put together in the offseason and, have a little optimism here. 1-1 on Ryan Hannigan. One out in the bottom of the sixth. Ball two on the outside corner. I don't think I've seen the Dodgers losing in the last month. They're losing.
They may never lose again.
Well, they're losing 7-4 in the fifth against Pittsburgh.
Yep.
2-1 pitch. Outside, 3-1 on Ryan Hannigan with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Nobody on base. The Reds holding a 3-0 lead. I would have never thought the Dodgers would play this kind of baseball at the end of August and September to be in the position they're in. And I don't think the Diamondbacks thought they would either. The 3-1 pitch grounded to Troy Glaus at third base. Picks it up and throws it over to Albert Pujols. 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth. And that'll bring up Corey Patterson.
I'll tell you, Joe Torre may well be the manager of the year in the National League.
Well, those of us, and you know him well, too. Joe Torre's a heck of a guy, heck of a manager.
One of the great ones, boy. And as a person, he's one of the great ones.
Yep.
And his work as a manager speaks for itself.
Well, again, you take these guys at the end of the season, get them to play well when it's tight, and to kind of pull out their division. That just shows what management does. And it's hard not to pull for him for what he went through
with
the Yankees.
You're right.
Corey Patterson's first pitch is in the inside in the dirt, 1-0. Corey has struck out swinging both times up at the plate, the second and the fourth inning. Paul Janisch, who hit the third home run in the fourth inning, is on deck. Patterson chops a foul off the first base side. 1-1. You find yourself at this part of the season watching the teams that are potentially going to go to the playoffs, rooting for people that haven't been there before, friends of yours, people that have kind of had a difficult time with other teams, and Joe Torre is certainly one of those.
Yes, sir.
The 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1.
Yes, sir, I'll do that. Bob Castellini called and said the rating service is calling. We're losing all our listeners.
Ground ball outside. Pujols picks it up, throws to Willemeyer, covering first, and that's the third out. At the end of the sixth, in my 2008 debut,
that's the best.
It's the Reds 3, the Cardinals nothing.
Well, owner Bob Castellini called. He said we were losing our listenership. We're going to try and get it back now as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Doc, nice job. And with the Cardinals sending Aaron Miles to lead the inning off, back with a play-by-play, Jeff Brantley.
Thank you, Marty. And thank you, Doc. Outstanding job.